Last time we saw a president dealing with impeachment was in the late 90s.
That is not my recollection. My recollection is that I did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky, and I'm staying on my former statement about that.
Yeah, Bill Clinton there, impeached by the House of Representatives in 1998. J.D. Hayworth was in the House then. He represented Arizona's 5th Congressional District, and he joins us now. J.D., good to talk to you. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko told us last night here on KTAR, it's absolute madness in D.C. right now. They haven't even formally launched the inquiry. What was it like during the Clinton impeachment proceedings?
Well, it was pretty cut and dried. And this is the big difference, Jim. It's sad. I wish it had not happened. But Mr. Clinton, under oath, committed perjury and subsequently moved to obstruct justice. And it was all on the record there. This was not something that was set up with malice aforethought as some sort of political stunt, in stark contrast to what you see today. The biggest difference is this. Sadly, Mr. Clinton committed impeachable offenses. Perjury and obstruction of justice are demonstrable offenses.
Right. A lot of people moved to impeach.
Yeah.
I was going to say a lot of people at the time are like, well, this is all over the fact that he had an affair, but it was his the way he tried to cover up the affair and lied about it is why the House of Representatives voted to impeach him and why you voted to impeach him.
Well, yeah, that's the bottom line. You commit perjury, expect to get impeached. Now what you have is a political situation. And think of the other transposition. Remember we were kids and the whole thing about Nixon and the, quote, White House tapes? Here's the thing that turns all this on its head. Mr. Trump released the transcript. There's no there. Yet in this heated political environment and with the help of a hyper-partisan press in Washington, you're getting this thing from a, quote, whistleblower who had no firsthand knowledge. And what's going on here with Adam Schiff is he's kicking up dust. The other consequence of the impeachment of 1998 is we lost literally one of the most judicious members of the House, Jim Rogan, who is a judge. He's written a book about this, and Rogan's conduct as one of the impeachment managers, he was truly as sober as a judge going through it. Yeah. Now, the guy who replaced him in Congress because he represented a district bordering Hollywood is Adam Schiff.
Interesting.
When has Adam Schiff told us the truth through the Russia hoax? And even now, sadly, what's going on today is a political stunt. The whole impeachment today is a stunt, and it's sad.
Well, let's look at this through a macro political lens then. You won re-election after voting to impeach Clinton, but some Republicans suffered for that vote. Do you think a lot of Democrats are going to suffer if they vote to impeach Donald Trump?
Well, it's hard to say. What this really comes down to, and since you put it on the macro level, Jim, I think we can take it not only politically, but culturally. Are we going to have a back to the future, not to 1998 or 1974, but to Orwell's 1984? Are we going to allow big media, the hyper-partisan press, to paint this in such a way where, my goodness, we have Joe Biden on tape bragging about putting pressure on the Ukrainian government to give his son a break, to fire a prosecutor, a direct quid pro quo.
Yeah.
And you have the Alphabet networks and you have the New York Times and Washington. Oh, no, there's nothing to it. Oh, no. What you're going to see now is, if you're talking about collusion, are we going to have this operation again by big media in the United States, which really has become an arm of the leftist Democrats and by the Democrats on the Hill, to engage in politics when there's an election a little more than a year away?
Yeah.
It's sad, it's absurd, and yes, on election day in 2020, there are some Democrats who could pay for it.